Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We have one topic today. It is the political assassination of the Hortmans. It is the attempted political assassination of the Hoffmans. And the planning by this vicious individual to attempt to kill dozens and dozens of others. Chilling is the word that the U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson used. And we now find out that this murder stopped at two other elected officials' homes looking to kill them. We will have a long list of guests today. We start with a very appropriate guest on a day like this, the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. Tim, like every single guest today, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. I wish he was on much, much better situation in terms when we talked. How are you processing the entirety of this situation as we look back at it now about 53, 54 hours after it?
Well, first of all, sadness, Chad, and just brokenheartedness about the loss of life, and grateful, of course, that the Hoffmans got the medical care that they did and were able to survive. Also, just having some flashbacks of some security-related problems and incidents I had while a legislator, governor, and subsequent, you know, having to open that front door in our house and not knowing who's on the other side, sometimes having security, sometimes not. But, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, who had sent me death threats and other things, and you never know. And so it does have sort of a subliminal effect, I think, on office holders and candidates. But also on families, you know, think about being a spouse or a significant other or a child of somebody who's in the public light and how they think about their parents or loved ones' safety, especially now. And so many emotions and feelings, and but mostly just a great deal of sadness about how our society, our culture, our politics have come to this.
Tell me as much as you're willing. But is there one particular incident, most likely as a governor, that was the most harrowing when someone was threatening you and menacing your family, at least what you're willing to share?
Yes. And I got to be a little careful because law enforcement was involved in a few of these. But
sure.
While as governor, you know, when you have security, they investigate these things and they usually find the person and go warn him or her or take some action. Many times they're people who are already incarcerated or maybe in a mental health institution, but they tend to have kinds of backgrounds. But after you're governor, you know, you have no security. And for years, up until very recently, you know, some of these threats continued. I'll give you just one example. There was a person who, you know, thought he was anonymous, who wrote these, you know, threatening notes repeatedly in sort of in a harassing and threatening manner. And finally got to the point where I got the Eagan police involved, and through some good work by them, They were able to identify this person. And before anybody did anything, you know, he had wired his technology so that he could call me as other people. You know, he could call me as Eric Paulson, a former congressman, show up on my caller ID. And then he started calling me as me. So my phone would ring as if I was calling myself. But once I knew his identity, again, through the work of the Eagan police, I answered the phone with his name. And he then stopped calling me and stopped haranguing me. Although he did, he did come to my door, and I had him on my Ring camera
at your home in Eagan.
Another note. Yes, yes. Wow. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but he was there.
Oh man, there are too many stories like this. You've talked a lot about still believing in government service and how rewarding it was for you to be a legislator, a governor, and the impact you made and the impact so many people made on you. Considering the discourse that the two of us have discussed many times before, and now it reaching this level, if you were in your 20s again right now, with a law degree, with an opportunity just to pursue that, and not politics, knowing what's going on now, would you pursue politics?
That is a great and important and timely question, Chad. I have to say, even before this, I've talked to numerous candidates, you know, people who I thought were sincere, good-hearted, wanted to serve, had great credentials, great skills. And even before this, they wanted nothing to do with politics because it had become, quote-unquote, too crazy. And now, of course, with the element of violence being introduced, both in sort of implied through rhetoric and actual actions. I mean, think, by the way, of Governor Shapiro's house recently being firebombed, you know, Gabby Gifford being shot, the governor of Michigan, there's an attempted kidnapping on her.
Donald Trump. Twice,
The January 6th violence. The list goes on and on.
It does.
But I thought, to your question, I've thought about what is the chilling effect of this on candidates, good people who want to step into the arena. And I think everybody is going to say what I'm about to say, which is we can't be afraid. Yep. We have to take this and all of us better, learn from it, be better, do better, and take it as a light rather than run from the light. I mean, in terms of the goodness we can move towards. But as humans, people's subliminings are going to be thinking about, you know, how they act, whether they run or don't run, what effect that has on their family, how families might have a view or an opinion about whether you should run or don't run or stay in.
Yep.
There is, I think, undeniably going to be a chilling effect. And I would still do it because it's worth it, I thought, and meaningful, and I have a heart for service, and I feel passionate about issues. But I would be less than candid if I didn't say there's a new calculation that's going to go into all of this for a lot of candidates and potential candidates.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the former governor, Tim Pawlenty, who's tremendous as always, including under incredibly difficult circumstances like this. I'll just amplify the family part because you've mentioned the family a couple times. I've not talked about this much, but there was a period in my time where I also for years had an individual threatening my life, calling my house. And I will admit on Saturday, when I did not get back to my ex-wife, who's as close to me as anybody on the planet, she called me a third time, was so concerned because this maniac was calling our house on a regular basis for a while. And I think that part of what you said twice is the thing I think, Tim, is going to cause some people to potentially not do it because their husband, their wife, their kids, their friends are going to say, look at your life right now. You're doing this in life. You're happy. We don't doubt that you are equipped for this job and whatever office that you might pursue will be served ably by you, that we will benefit from you. But why put yourself in this arena right now? Part of what just absolutely disgusted me the first 24 hours was the hot takes on Twitter, just right away, just reinforcing whether you're somebody to the left, somebody to the right, and just automatically, when we had a paucity of information out there, just, I know I'm going to think of my brand and I'm going to toss stuff out, and that never ends. And to me, it makes me sad and partially just sickens me that people just think off the murder of two individuals, let me try to get a few more clicks. It's disgusting.
Yeah, we have an hysteria and conspiracy industry, which has a very dark side to it. People commercialize tragedy. They commercialize whipping people up into hysterical levels. Sometimes that just results in political, you know, activation, even sometimes on false information. But obviously we've now seen that it can, perhaps, we don't know about this particular case, but in other cases, inspire people to violence. And I can tell you also one other thing related, Chad. I've talked to a number of office holders, current office holders, who've admitted privately to me that they have started to change the way they talk about things and where they talk about them and who they talk to them about, yeah, because they're concerned, not just of a political backlash, but a potential violent, threatening environment, at least rhetorically, around their world and their family. And now you have that starting to chill, mm-hmm, political speech,
right,
which I think in a democracy built free speech is deeply, deeply concerning.
On Melissa Hortman, who was killed, her husband, John and Yvette Hoffman, how often, if at all, did you interact with those individuals?
So with Speaker Hortman, she was served in the legislature while I was governor, so I did get to know her. Now, she was in an earlier stage of her career, but even then, you could see and know and feel she was going to be a future leader. I mean, she was capable, smart, pragmatic. Obviously, we had different politics, but I liked her. We got along. You know, we had differences, but we worked out. But she could be, she had more than one gear, and she could be a tough partisan when she needed to be, and she could be a constructive, likable pragmatist when she needed to be. And so I had great respect for her. I didn't know the Hoffman very well. I had some dealings with John more recently when I was out of office on a couple of issues. But I can't say that I knew him well, but I know he's highly regarded. They're both just deeply respected legislators, regardless, mm-hmm, of their politics. People liked them and respected them. It's a huge loss to Minnesota's legislature and more broadly to our society, given the tragic circumstances that led up to it.
Thank you so much for coming on. I greatly appreciate it. Travel safe, be safe, and we'll talk soon.
I wish you. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
The former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. We have a lot of guests today. We have a lot of high-quality people on today. Tim Pawlenty is as good as it gets. And this isn't about whether you agree or disagree with his politics. Jim Abler, politician in the state for a long time, worked with John Hoffman a lot. And Jim Abler's been on this show, another just real decent person, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Tom Hauser, I'm just proud to be his good friend, just watching the tremendous work he did over the weekend for Channel 5. I told you off air, there was a lot of really good journalism. There was just a lot of garbage on Twitter, absolute garbage. If this was your moment to improve your brand, you should be absolutely embarrassed. Just pathetic. On the journalism side, I'm just going to tout two other places. Fox 9. I thought Fox 9 just was nailing it all weekend long. And Liz Collin was breaking story after story after story after story. And I know there was excellent work, but to me, our guy Hauser, Fox 9, and Liz Collin were exemplary throughout the coverage of this unspeakable tragedy. At 1:35, the former Hennepin County Attorney, Mike Freeman. What does Mike Freeman think about all these charges? He's been in the middle of enormous cases before. Mike Freeman is with us at 1:35. Dean Phillips, who's great on all sorts of discussions, including the discourse, which the two of us have talked endlessly about. Dean changed his schedule to come on the show today. And then also a former Speaker of the House and somebody who's been great to the show too, Kurt Dowd. All excellent guests. Great work by Dave to line these folks up. We're going to have windows of opportunity where you can chime in. And this is my first one I'm going to offer up. What is your number one question right now? What is your number one question you have right now about what took place? Send me a text, 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.